The 150-year-old Stone Farm farmhouse sits quietly atop a knoll overlooking Occidental Road and the Laguna de Santa Rosa's main channel. But within the handsomely restored building, which now serves as the administrative offices for the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation, things are buzzing as they prepare for the grand opening Saturday of their new Laguna Environmental Center. Echoing the lines and scale of a modest barn, the modern facility is versatile enough to host everything from seminars to fundraisers, even parties. But David Bannister, the foundation's executive director, says its main use will be as a classroom.
We'll probably have a couple of classes every month open to the general public. The topics include bird watching, what are the mammals of the Laguna, what are the plants and endangered species in the Laguna, nature photography, animal tracks, basket making with Native Americans, the way that they would have used the natural resources, maybe a class on how to make a tule kayak in the Native American style. So there's just a lot of things that we've got on that list.
All this, it should be noted, is in addition to the grade school education programs the foundation has been providing since 1999.
We already have an education program that deals with second, third, and fourth graders that doesn't need this site. We take them out to the field for the field trip. We have an in-class unit. We hope to try and find some grant funding to develop a program for maybe middle to high schoolers that we could utilize the facility here and maybe form an eco-club kind of things. But that program is down the road a ways.
But it isn't necessary to attend a class or join a club to learn the basics about the Laguna and its natural history, Bannister continues. The large set of new interpretive signs that greets visitors as they arrive at the property offers a good starting summary.
We start with, what is the Laguna? It drains a 250-square-mile watershed. It's a 22-mile-long waterway stretching from Cotati to the Russian River. We teach them about how diverse an ecology system it is, and that diversity then creates tons of different kinds of habitat for all kinds of wild native plants and animals. We teach them a little bit about the 10,000 years of history or so of Native Americans utilizing the Laguna resources. And then we also teach them a little bit about why the Laguna Foundation is here.
Other aspects of the environmental education opportunities at the Stone Farm site are less conspicuous, such as the compact native plant nursery that's been set up behind the old barn just east of the new building.
We collect our own seed stock so that we're getting stock that's genetically appropriate to live in the Laguna landscape. For many plants, that means they can survive being flooded for a good chunk of the year. So we collect valley oak acorns, for example, in the fall, and then sprout them, and then use them in our own restoration plantings. We do a lot of riparian restoration work. Valley oaks, Oregon ash, wild rose, all of these different kinds of buckeyes. These are plants that we're sprouting from seed, growing anywhere from 9 months to 2 years in the native plant nursery, and then getting them in the ground in one of our projects.
The open house is free to all. Hours on Saturday are 11 to 4. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.